For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, welcome back to Two Brothers Gaming Podcast. This is episode 70, and I'm here with Rylan.
Finally, we're at 70. Took us forever to get all 50. 60 flew by, now 70.
Yeah, it seemed like it took forever to get to 50. And then after that, it just went by fast.
Before we get started, join our Discord. We're at 20 members. And if you guys want to, just join our Discord. You don't have to watch the movie that we're going to have that 30 members. If you just want to join the Discord talk, chill out, you can do that.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, we can go ahead and get started.
All right, there was a Xbox Partner Showcase this past week, and we have the summary for that for you guys.
I know I don't have everything, but I have a few things here.
Okay.
The second ever Xbox Partner Review just took place, and it gave us a deeper look at some of the third-party games coming to Xbox. It has been an odd year for the Xbox, and its first-party lineup finally starting to take shape with titles like Senua's Sega Hellblade 2 and Indiana Jones and the Great Circle. We talked about all of these.
Yeah.
While fans are also concerned about the future of its platform, and the wake decision to bring some of its games to the Nintendo Switch and PS5, as we said, we talked about. This showcase demonstrates that third-party studios are still in full support of Xbox by showing off some of their games that are on the way to the Xbox Game Pass. We got more in-depth looks at the games like Tales of Kenzra Zao, Itsu Gami, Path of the Goddess, and the first Berserker Kazen received release date confirmations for games like Frostpunk 2 and the Xbox version of Final Fantasy 14. The Roman numeral get me.
Yeah, gets me sometimes. Most times.
And we're even pleasantly surprised for a few games reveals. Check out the rest of the article. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It turns out that 11-Bit Studios was the third-party publisher with the strongest showing at the Xbox Partner Preview, and it's platformed three of its upcoming games. Notably, it announced a Xbox console exclusively called Creatures of Ava. In Creatures of Ava, players save creatures from an infection called the Withering and then get the help those creatures solve puzzles and further explore its fantasies world. It looks like The Legend of Zelda by the way of Pokemon. Another kind of Pokemon-like style game. We got Pal World here recently, like a month ago. Yeah. And now we're having this game right here. It says, with a non-violent combat that's more focused on healing and restoring infected creatures than hurting them, it launches later this year on the Xbox Series X, S, and PC. I know it's definitely not everything. You know, Ashton has mainly everything here.
Yeah, I do.
But that's just a little kind of preview of what some of the stuff is.
Yeah. So I'm not going to go into big detail. I just tell you the title of the games. Unknown 9 Awakening.
Yeah.
Sleight of Hand. The Altars. Creatures of Ava.
Yeah,
Griefville, Survive the Nightmare, Chucky. I guess it's a Chucky game.
Chucky.
Yeah.
Chucky. How'd that work?
I don't know.
Oh, a little doll chasing after you.
Oh, it's on Roblox, I think. It's on Roblox.
Oh.
Made that work. The Sinking City 2. Final Fantasy 14, like Ron said, online. On Xbox. Stalker Legends of Zone Trilogy. Monster Jam Showdown. Persona 3 Reload Episode Aegis. The First Berserker. Kazan. Whatever.
Yeah.
Tales of Kanzura. I don't know how to say these names.
I said those earlier.
Yeah, I don't know how the crap to say them.
I don't know. There's some weird names.
Yeah. Frostpunk 2.
Yeah.
The one I'd be most interested in out of all these would definitely be the Monster Jam Showdown for sure. Because
yeah.
All the other ones.
Heck yeah.
Sound kind of weird.
I love the Monster Jam game.
I do too. I played a couple of them on the PS2. I love them. Good games.
Tara, she had a Monster Game, Monster Jam game on the Wii.
Yeah, I remember Colby playing it. But I don't PS2. It's a pretty good game.
I had a Monster Jam game on my Xbox.
Okay. Yeah. Some of them are pretty good. Some of them aren't. Some of them kind of suck, but the ones I played, I think I played two of them on the PS2. They were both pretty good.
Yeah. They're good games.
Yeah. All right. Moving on. We have the Game Pass games for March.
We got a few games here. You know, a lot of them. Pretty interesting games. We got Warhammer 40,000 Bolt Gun for cloud, console, and PC. It's coming out March 5th, so it's already out. We got Paw Patrol World.
That's a good game.
Probably the best game on this list.
Yeah, that's for sure.
We got cloud, console, and PC. Came out yesterday. Yeah.
Yep.
We got SpongeBob SquarePants Battle for Bikini Bottom Rehydrate. That's a good game.
It is a very good game.
We got cloud, console, PC. March 12th. So it's coming out in 4 days. Control Ultimate Edition. Cloud, console, and PC. March 13th. We got No More Heroes 3, console, cloud, and PC, March 14th. Lightyear Frontier. I don't know what this game is. This is a game preview here. But is it gonna, is it like a Buzz Lightyear game or something?
I have
or...
no idea.
What? Because it says Lightyear. So, but it says here Cloud PC Xbox Series X. So it's on the Series X, apparently. Which is weird.
Yeah.
We got, it comes out March 19th. We got MLB The Show 24, Cloud and Console. In my opinion, trash. But
yeah, I don't like baseball games that well. The new ones, anyway.
We got Hard Space Break Shipper, Cloud, Console, and PC. We got Ni No Kuni, Wrath of the White Witch Remastered, Cloud, Console, and PC, and Shredders. Cloud, Console, and PC. I wonder what Shredders is.
I don't know.
You think, you know, you think of Shredder. Think of Ninja Turtles.
Ninja Turtles.
So, I wonder what that's going to be. Shredders. Sounds pretty, I mean, there's a few games that kind of, like Paw Patrol.
That's the best one, for sure.
But Lightyear Frontier, that sounds interesting. Because, you know, it could be like a, maybe a, either Buzz Lightyear game or...
Yeah, I don't know.
Some type of space, or some type of space game or something. Then, you know, Shredders, that's kind of catching my eye, too. Because, you know, what is that?
Probably nothing to do with Ninja Turtles, though.
Yeah, it probably isn't, but still. It's an interesting name.
Yeah. Might have some, might be a skateboard game or something, maybe.
Yeah, sure, it could be. That might be cool. Because the skate games are good. Tony Hawk's
First Skater.
First Skater.
Those are the best.
But, those are good, too.
I have a couple here that you didn't mention. Diablo 4, console and PC, March 28th. And Open Roads, console,
didn't
cloud,
that come
and
out
PC,
last year?
March 28th. Diablo 4. I don't know. Maybe. I know the new one came out. I don't remember what number it was.
Yeah. I think it was 4.
Maybe. So, yeah. For me, like Ron said, Paw Patrol World. Probably, I mean, I've played this game 100 times, but SpongeBob, Battle for Bikini Bottom, Rehydrated. Played the original on the, I played it on the GameCube. Came out on the PS2 as well, but I played it for the GameCube.
You have too many consoles you came with that.
Yeah. I played it on the GameCube. Very good game.
Yeah, I've played it on the PS4, actually, because it came out on PS Plus. It's really good.
Yeah, and then I got the rehydrated version for Xbox One.
Yeah.
But very good game. They need to remake SpongeBob SquarePants, the movie, because that was, that was, in my opinion, I think that was better for Battle for Bikini Bottom. It was a really good game. Really, really good game. I played it on the PS2. Colin had it for the GameCube. But, yeah. Moving on. A new Bluetooth GameCube controller has been announced.
Sadly, couldn't really. My Mac was messing up and it wouldn't let me put anything in my notes here. But that sounds like a really, you know, cool thing. It's a Bluetooth GameCube controller and it looks awesome. Like, it looks really cool. It kind of reminds you of an Xbox controller a little bit.
Yeah, the way it looks. Yeah.
Yeah. But I like the design of it and everything.
If you look at it, like, it's basically a modern successor to the GameCube WaveBird controller, the wireless WaveBird controller.
Yeah.
Because just not like, only is it Bluetooth, but it also has one of those adapters like the WaveBird uses, like this. For those of you watching the video, WaveBird uses this adapter in order to connect to the GameCube. Yeah. So it comes with one of those if you want to use it for your GameCube, but also if you want to use it for PC.
It's a modern WaveBird.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, You're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
But you know, yeah, there's a little
it's
bit
definitely
more
not shaped like this. Like it's yeah, it's not shaped like a GameCube controller, which in my opinion kind of sucks because the GameCube controller is the most comfortable controller, in my opinion. But I mean, I understand they want to modernize it, and a lot of people have never held a GameCube controller, so. But
yeah, it's sad.
Yeah, it is sad, but I mean, it is going on, what, 23 years old now, the GameCube is, so, I'm so old.
Yeah.
But, compatibility is the Switch, GameCube, like I said, with that adapter, yeah. It's available for the GameCube, and then Windows, the Wii, it says, and then connectivity, Bluetooth 2.4, wireless connection, USB-C wired connector, so you can play it wired too if you want.
Yeah, so it's like the PS5 and Xbox controllers now. It has a USB-C port instead of like a regular Android like charger.
Right. Yeah.
USB-C.
Yeah, and then it has a rechargeable battery, 900 milliamp hours, 10 hours of playtime. That's another thing with the WayBreak controller. It had very, very good battery life. It took 2 AA batteries and they lasted forever. But says charging time 2 hours, and then a GameCube inspired design controller, and it's by Nixie, but it comes with Nixie Hall Effect joysticks with no drifting, adjustable hall sensing analog triggers, allowing players to adjust the trigger distance based on their gameplay preferences.
If you guys want to check it out, we could put a link in the description.
Yeah, we could do that.
Of like YouTube video or whatever. And you guys can see what it looks like and everything.
Yeah.
I liked it. I really do like how it looks and everything.
Yeah, I just wish it was more. I mean, yeah, it's inspired by the GameCube controller. It has GameCube buttons and everything, but I wish it was shaped like a GameCube controller. But it also has.
I mean, they could make another one. Like,
they could.
I mean,
but
the GameCube. But I'm guessing they're just going for a more modern design to it. That's.
It has HD rumble as well, provide enhanced vibration feedback, interchangeable back paddle design, so it has like back paddles, like a lot of modern controllers do. Optical micro switches, A, B, X, Y, and D-pad, drive distance of just about 0.3 millimeters, zero delay, crucial in games requiring minimum latency. Mechanical LR buttons for quick, precise activation. So that's another thing with the GameCube. It has, what's it called? Analog triggers. So,
like,
it's not like a button press like this, it's analog, so it goes down. Then click.
Yeah, you have to fully so like, push it down for the click.
It's especially like with an Xbox controller, they have analog triggers. So like a racing game, you barely squeeze it, you're barely moving, then you fully, you know, it does that. So this says it'll have mechanical L and R buttons, so I don't know how that's going to work. It's not going to work real well for actual GameCube games. How
the mechanical buttons, like, you just have to barely click it and right. It automatically does.
Right, so it's not going to have analog triggers, which a GameCube controller should, because games that I think of that use the analog is, like, Super Mario Sunshine with Flood, so when you're spraying the water, if you barely press it, you'll barely spray water, and if you, the more you press it, the more water comes out. Like that, and then...
Other examples and everything like
There's other examples like ATV, Quad Power Racing 2, just depending like on the how much you want to jump like or whatever.
Your speed and stuff. Yeah, stuff like that.
And then it has gyroscope support. And then 8-way D-pad. So you can move. And then it'll wake up your Switch as well, which a lot of third-party controllers still cannot do 7 years later. But this one will be able to wake up your Switch from sleep mode.
So you can click the home button on the controller. Then
yep, and then it'll have a screenshot feature if any of you use that screenshot button.
I mean, yeah. I would use it for clips, but you can't really clip crap. You have to have a, like, other source.
You can clip some games, just not all of them. Like, if you hold down the capture button, it'll record a clip.
I know. You can't clip 2K.
No, you can't.
Or Fortnite.
No. But some, like most Nintendo games, you can. And other games too, but those two specifically, you can't. So yeah, I mean, it's a pretty cool idea. I just wish they would have made it look more like an actual WaveBird controller. But I mean, I'll probably still maybe try it out.
They might, you could do a review on it.
Yeah, we'll see.
But they, I feel like they might make a, like, original GameCube one.
Yeah, like they might. Design. I think they're also the ones that made, like, the GameCube-style Joy-Cons, too.
But they could have been.
I think they were. But anyway, we'll move on. So Epic says it can't bring its products to iOS because Apple has terminated its developer account.
That sucks for Epic. Guys, Epic has said plans to bring Epic Game Store and Fortnite to iOS devices in Europe have been suspended after Apple terminated its developer account in mid-February. The company said it has been granted a developer account that would enable it to launch Epic Game Store and Fortnite on Apple devices in Europe this year. This was thanks to introduction of EU regulation, the Digital Market Act, the DMA, which aims to ensure that so-called gatekeepers like Apple don't use their domain position in the market to stifle the competition. However, on Wednesday, Epic published a blog post claiming that Apple has terminated its developer account, citing recent criticism of the iPhone maker's policies and its previous issues with the Fortnite maker. The companies are engaged in a antitrust legal battle dating back August 2020, moved the circumvent Apple's 30% platform fees with a new direct payment option in Fortnite, leading to the game's removal of the App Store. I'm not sure if you guys remember that, but back, it was, 2020?
Back in 2020.
I know. Back in 2020, Epic and Apple were doing this whole big old lawsuit, and Fortnite Mobile and stuff got removed off the Apple Store and everything.
Yeah.
Which sucked. I love playing Fortnite. But, I got here. This is a serious violation of the DMA that Apple has no intention of allowing its true competition on iOS devices. Epic said today, obviously not today, the DMA required Apple to allow third-party app stores like Epic Game Store. Article 6 of the DMA says the gatekeeper shall allow to technically enable the installation and effect of use a third-party software, applications, or software application stores using or incorporating with its operation systems, and allows those software applications or application stores to be accessed by other means than the relevant core platform services that the gatekeeper in terminating Epic's developer account, Apple is taking out one of the largest potential competitors in the Apple App Store. They are undermining our ability to a viable competitor, and they are showing other developers what happens when you try to compete with Apple or are a crucial of their unfair practices. If Apple maintains its power to kick a third-party marketplace off iOS and its sole distribution, no reasonable developer will be willing to utilize a third-party app store because they could permanently be separated from their audience at any time. It added the DMA was designed to eliminate very power imbalance that Apple is providing exists today. They claim that a total control to block competing stores and apps. We will continue to fight to bring true competition and choice to iOS devices in Europe and around the world. So that was a lot.
Yeah.
I also got here, you know, Epic's breach its contractual obligations to Apple, led courts determine that, you know, rights terminate. Any or all Epic Games wholly owned subsidiaries, affiliates, and or other entities under Epic Games control at any time, and Apple's sole district in light of Epic's past and ongoing behavior, Apple choose to exercise the right. So, you know, Epic's not do anything with Apple anymore.
Yeah, so basically, Apple was required by the European whatever committee, fair game committee, whatever, but to put third-party store app stores on their phones, so like the Epic Game Store and different ones, instead of just Apple. So, and then I guess Apple terminated Epic's account, so they can't do that.
Apple said, "You're trying to take away my proof."
Yeah, take away my money.
Yeah, take away my money. No, screw you. You're gone.
All right, so we'll just kind of move on to that. So, do you think Epic will ever put Fortnite back on Apple devices, or the other way around? Do you think Apple will ever allow Epic to put Fortnite back on Apple devices?
I mean, Fortnite was one of the best selling games on the Apple App Store.
Yeah.
But no, actually,
they've had a lot of trouble with them.
Yeah, they really have. I feel like opinion. Because never. You know, that giant lawsuit, you know, they're 4 years later, they're still
having issues.
All this crap. Yeah.
Still mad at each other.
Yeah. Need to grow up.
Yeah. Let people play.
But I don't think Epic's gonna be allowed on the, you know, Apple Store ever again, you know, game wise and everything like that. I don't think so at all.
Okay. I think that they probably will eventually, because I think that they're going to be forced to.
I mean, maybe eventually, but whatnot.
I think if it was up to Apple or Epic, no. But I think that, like the European committee and crap, they're going to force Apple to make them put it on there.
A part of the part of the App Store and stuff.
Yeah, maybe not. I don't know, because Apple's already terminated their development account. But I mean, they can make a new one or whatever, or get it back. But
yeah,
I think that they'll be forced to allow it. But if not, you can still play it on your phone with NVIDIA, GeForce Now, or xCloud. That's the way I do it.
There's a whole bunch of different ones that you can, you know, play Fortnite Mobile on.
Yeah, you can. There's like four. But if you use like the Xbox Cloud, I mean, yeah, you got to have an Xbox account, but it's free. You don't even have to have Game Pass to use to play Fortnite on it. So all you have to do is go to and then add GeForce it to your home screen, and it's like an app. So like the same thing with GeForce Now, you just add it to the home screen. It's like an app. So you open it up, play Fortnite, and it's the exact same thing as it was before they took it down.
Bad about GeForce Now is you have to, like, you can only play for 1 hour.
Yeah.
Unless you pay for like a subscription or whatever.
Right. So it's better to get xCloud, because, like I said, you don't even have to pay for Game Pass to play Fortnite on your phone. You just have to have an Xbox account. So
yeah.
So, or a Microsoft account. So that'd be the best way to do it. And then, like I said, all you have to do is open up the Xbox account, push Fortnite, open Fortnite, and it plays just like it did. Touchscreen, or you can connect a controller, either one.
Yeah, you can Bluetooth a controller to your phone or whatever.
Yeah, so either one. So it plays just like it used to before they took it off.
Yeah.
But that's all the topics we have. We appreciate you guys for watching or listening. We'd really like you guys to join our Discord server, like Ryland said. Once we get 30 minutes, we're going to have a movie night. Follow us on all of our podcast socials, our Twitch, Kick, and YouTube accounts, our personal Twitch, Kick, and YouTube accounts, our podcast, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, our merch on Redbubble and Printify. If you want custom merch, you can DM us on Instagram and Discord. Ryland, do you have anything?
No, as I said, you know, join our Discord, follow our podcasts and personal socials. I've been streaming on Twitch, so if you guys want to, you can follow my personal Twitch and tune into the live streams. I'm trying to start that grind again on streaming.
Yeah.
But also, you know, as Ashton said, get our merch and whatnot. Redbubble and Printify, custom merch, you know, DM us. And we're getting closer to 170,000 downloads. We're at like 166 right now. So in the next probably 2 to 3 days, we're going to have 170, 180, whatever. I don't know what number I said. Kind of forgot.
160. I think I'll have 170.
Yeah, 160. Yeah, we're going to have 170. So that's pretty cool. So thank you guys for that. It's kind of crazy how quick this podcast is growing and everything.
Yeah, listen to you.
The last month was our peak downloads and everything. And this month, it might go up more. So yeah, thank you guys for that.
Yeah. All right, guys. We appreciate you for listening, and we'll catch you in the next episode.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.